we have a return visitor, and I'm just tickled to welcome Alberto back. Alberto Seawald is 13, and he has been playing guitar. If my memory is right, I think Alberto started when he was about 7 or 8 or so. He's going to do a number of songs. We'll just throw it over to him to begin. These are all original songs, and we'll talk a little bit with him after he opens up. Please join me as we welcome to our Youth Expression Showcase, Alberto Seawald.
Wake up, it's Monday morning. Feel tired, but I get up anyway. Don't know why I'm not still sleeping. Guess I'm hoping something good will happen today. I'm surprised I'm still alive. Ever since school started, my mind's taking a nosedive. Monday drags by, tomorrow is Tuesday. No point in waking up, it'll all play out the same way. Feel like my life's on autopilot. Don't know how I survive it. Wait for the day, the minute, the second.
Alberto Seawald, and that's a great song. I think, did you do that when you were here last? That
yeah.
Song's been around for a while. When did you write that song?
I wrote that song probably around this time. I wrote that song probably around this time last year.
Yeah, I remember the song really has an infectious beat, and most of what you play really is pretty rhythmic, I think. Is that, I guess... Do you enjoy when you're writing? Do you feel like you're writing for yourself or for others? What do you think about in terms of audience when you write songs?
I don't know. I like to write the songs just like when I feel a certain way. I like to write. I still sit down and write a song maybe, or sometimes with my guitar teacher, we'll sit down and write a song. And I don't know. It's kind of a mixture of writing for myself and writing for other people too.
Yeah, and I'm not sure why I asked you that, but I just got kind of curious because I think your songs are very relatable, and that's one thing I've always liked about listening to you. I think they're generally clear. I don't mean generally as I mean I think you can just relate to them,
yeah.
Which makes them nice, but they're
Thanks.
Also complex enough that you can ponder everything as well. How have things been going at school? You're at Carson Middle School, and what grade are you in now?
I'm in 7th grade.
And how are people reacting? I mean, more and more folks are discovering what you're able to do, I would imagine.
Yeah. I remember, I wrote an article for the school newspaper last year about how the eighth graders in the hallway, since I was a sixth grader and we were the smallest in the school, I wrote an article about how the eighth graders would always just run into us, uh-huh. and then all the eighth graders hated me. But then after that, that's where I played in the talent show. Everybody was like, oh, I can't be mad at this kid. And it was, everybody seemed to like my songs.
That's great. Music is a very healing thing. It could bring people together. Let's listen to another one. What song would you like to do next?
This next one is called The Other Part of Me. And, well, here it is.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that is Alberto Seawald, and your guitar playing really shows itself well in that song. How often, I know Jason Deutsch is still teaching you.
Yeah.
How often do you practice daily, I would imagine?
Yeah, usually daily.
And are there things you're, you've been playing for really a relatively long time. If you're just joining us, Alberto is 13 from Carson Middle School, and he's been playing since second grade. Are there skills you're trying to develop now? Any new skills?
Yeah, I've been working a lot on improving my technique with my electric guitar. Like sometimes I'll just sit down at home and I'll look through my iPod, and if I find a song where I like it, I like the solo or something, I might sit down, try to figure it out myself, and then maybe get some tabs off the internet or something, and I try to learn it and get it as clean as possible, and that helps me with like playing faster and cleaner.
You mentioned the talent show at school before the last song. Do you watch American Idol and some of the other shows of that type, and what do you think of them?
I think they're great because one thing I like about American Idol, I don't really follow it, but one thing I like about it is it finds people that have real talent. Because sometimes, I know this isn't, well, I think that sometimes I read that a lot of the pop artists, some of them anyway, they can't really do it without like a computer fixing their voice or something like that.
Yeah.
What I like about American Idol and those shows is they find people who really have real talent and that are really good musicians.
Yeah, rather than manufactured commodities. Yeah, there's voice pitch correction software in real time. There's been a lot of controversy about that because literally it can make everybody sing on key. It will change, you know, your voice in a microsecond and you'll sound fine. And, similarly, Guitar Hero is a really controversial subject. I don't know if you play Guitar Hero every now and then. It'd probably be hard not to. But it's no substitute for playing the instrument.
Yeah.
What would you like to do next? What would you like? I was going to say the next song you'd like to do.
Okay.
We could just talk next in life too, but we'll talk about the future after the next song,
okay.
Maybe. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. We try to present younger musicians and writers every week between 10 and 11 o'clock, and it's a real pleasure. Alberto Seawald is part of the Rock Band Academy. Jason Deutsch is his teacher. And these are all original songs, too.
Yeah.
What's next?
This next song, it's one I played last time, and it's one of my favorites. It's called Just Be.
I like that song a lot. You were doing that during the sound check, too, and I enjoy the song. Once again, here is Alberto Seawald.
I haven't looked up at the sky in a while, and I'm finding it hard to believe that the questions with no wrong answers are always the ones killing me. In this absence of thought, there is no more pretending, only me. As I look up to the endless blue, I've learned to just be, just be, just be. Something non-existent is a waste in the end. As I look up to the sky, I see myself overthinking life, when the answers are there but not anywhere. I ask myself, why can't I just be, just be? Tomorrow can wait, so as for today. just be. Just be. Just be.
Alberto Seawald, how long ago did you write that one?
That one I wrote over the summer.
Yeah, it's a good, a great song. Have you thought about collaborating with other musicians? Maybe you are. I don't know if you're playing out in a band or if you've thought, you seem so natural just by yourself, but I'm curious whether you've done that or not.
Well, yeah, I've played in bands before, but right now I'm not in a band. I'm trying to put one together.
What would you do? Do you think your own song still?
Yeah, it would be all original.
Excellent. You seem pretty comfortable on stage by yourself and in control. What do you think a band would let you do that would, you know, help achieve your vision more?
I don't know. I kind of like playing in a band because you feel like you're part of a team and it's like it's a group effort. And I also like I love playing solo, but I also love playing with a band because the sound is so big. It's so cool to feel that you are making this great music, you know.
Yeah, and it's got to be. I would think it's neat when the unexpected can happen a little more often,
yeah.
Right? Because of the way you're kind of eked on by mm-hmm. by your bandmates as you're playing. What about audiences? Do you like playing like the talent show must have been a few hundred people,
yeah.
I would imagine. And I know there are times when you're playing before smaller groups too. Do you have a preference for the kind of audience you've got?
I don't know. I don't really have a preference. I like to play. Even
yeah.
if it's just by myself, you know, just practicing, I love it.
Oh, that's great. Well, Alberto Seawald is here. Let's listen. We'll listen. I think he has two more songs for us today. We'll listen to the next one, and then we'll talk a little bit more about Alberto's thoughts about the future and his feelings about healthcare reform. And no, we won't get into all these topics. We'll try to keep it nice and light. What's the next song called?
This next song, it's about a storm, and it's called No Light.
Once again, here's Alberto Seawald at the Saturday Light Brigade.
I opened my eyes to an alarm with no life. Did I miss my ride? No, it's all right. It's no big deal, you don't know how I feel. It's a 2-hour delay. To my ear, what could it be? There's a feeling I get when the storm is almost here. And it's late in the morning and everything's broken. I stormed it last night. And I've got no power, the school's got no power, and no one has a light. Trees fell down, but that's okay. Nature does what it does in its own way. And there's no stopping.
Alberto Seawald at the Saturday Light Brigade. And now there's that big question. Have you, when we talked about what's next before, it's really early for you being in seventh grade now. But have you thought about what you might want to do coming up?
I don't know. I'm really not sure. I know I'd like to do something more creative. Because I just, I love to create stuff. And I don't know. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, and I it's awfully early to think about that. And the other thing is you really don't need to one doesn't need to confine oneself, you know, that there's so many. I know a lot of people that are doing very technical things while they still do music and writing. So it's you know, a wide open world for doing things. Are you playing publicly much? Do you have anything coming up?
I haven't in a while. I'm not really sure if I have anything coming up other than the talent show at my school.
Yeah, I would think during the summer is probably more more often when you're available. If you want to learn more about Alberto's teacher, Jason Deutsch is his name, and his website is jasondeutschd.com. I think I've got that right. If you'd like to hear more of Alberto's performance, it'll be archived at neighborhoodvoices.org in a few days. Thank you for being here, Alberto. And would you, you've got one more. What's the name of it?
This is the most recent song that I'm going to be playing, and it's probably my favorite so far, and it's called Let Me Go.
Okay, and thank you once again, Alberto Seawald, for being with us today.
By now I've found I've had enough of you pulling me down as I'm standing back up. You shut me out when it's time to shine, and you've taken everything that's rightfully mine. And I don't know if you know that it hurts when you tell me the best and you give me the worst. You know all I want is to be free, and it's my sole request. So could you please let me go, let me go. Much more to explain, and the unwhole untold truth remains of how I feel and how you'll change when the light goes on and it's clear as day. And I don't know if I know that it hurts when I tell you the best and I give you the worst. I know all I want is to be free, and it's my sole request. So could you please